the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
The radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. Welcome in, you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. I'm Joe Galewski. To reach Dr. Mike today, udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. We thank all our affiliates all over the country for checking in with us every week for this show. Also on iHeart Radio Talk. We're on that venue now for information at Radio MD and you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, to the Daily Pulse on iHeartRadio Talk. You go to iHeartRadio.com and download the app or use it on the web. You go to the web, click Talk in the main menu, and then search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. You're never far away from the show with different ways of listening to it, of course, on RadioMD.com as well. Dr. Mike, guest at 35 after the hour. Who is it? What are we going to be talking about today?
It's Dr. Vijay Vad, V-A-D. He is a great athlete, but he is really has written a wonderful book. He's a sports medicine professional, meaning he's a physician, a physiatrist who treats sports medical injuries. He's going to talk to us about how to run, whether it's your first run or you're a pro, and how to avoid injuries while doing physical activity, including running. And he'll also give us a whole bunch of tips about how to improve so that when you do have an injury, you can recover quicker so that you can take back your health.
I used to run. I gave it up. My knees are shot.
Well, maybe he'll talk to you about that. One of his areas is one of the really great stories of the week is about how to harvest stem cells from your bone marrow and use them to recreate cartilage. He has a lab that does that in regenerative medicine. We'll talk about that. And you remember we talked about a low-level laser with Dr. Zivin probably about 2 months ago now, for treating stroke patients. He didn't know why it worked. He presumed from the pathology slides, that is from examination of the tissues, that in fact it was causing stem cells to regrow. Well, there's another story this week, Joe, that laser, low-level laser, the same type, a red-level laser, red light laser, will in fact stimulate stem cells to grow in your teeth and strengthen the bone in your teeth, or the dentin in your teeth. So this laser study on getting stem cells in there, it's going to be very exciting over the next couple of years.
There's a local organization here locally in Syracuse that holds a golf tournament every year. It's a 100-hole golf marathon. And I played. I didn't play 100 holes. I have in the past, but I did my radio show in the morning that went out and played about 40 holes in a cart. It's an organization that deals with child abuse issues. And one of the players this year is a marathoner, and he ran 100 holes. He played golf and ran every time he hit the ball.
Well, I hope he did that with no one on the course before him so he could do it quickly and not be held up by all of us non-marathon running golfers.
They asked him at the post-event dinner what he thought. And he said it was the dumbest thing he ever did. And he's a marathoner.
Well, but did he run? Did he start first and was able to see what time he could get on the 100 holes?
No, there were 24 golfers, and they all start on a hole, so you don't run in anybody. So there are 12 groups of golfers, and each one of us had their own separate cart. But rather, he had a cart, but somebody drove the cart for him, but he hit the ball, and he ran to his ball. For 100 holes, and this golf course had some serious hills. I mean, there was terrain that in some places was pretty severe, and he did it. I mean, he's a marathon runner, but he said, boy, this was one of the most, difficult things he's ever done.
Now, the average golf course is about, as I remember, it's about 5 miles.
Five or six,
Yeah, if you ran it. So by going from side to side. So running 100 holes, that's running five golf courses. So he's running a marathon. He's running about 26, 27 miles.
You're right, and hitting the golf ball. And
that does seem stupid.
He did. He admitted as such at the dinner at the end of the evening. Udocs@gmail.com, Y-O-U. docs@gmail.com. We got measles in this country, right? The worst measles outbreak in, I think, 20 years. And evidently, it's due to overseas travel. Dr. Mike, what do you know about this? What's causing the sudden spike in measles in this country?
You know, before I go there, I got to do one more thing about Dr. Vad. The new rules of running, we have a book to give away. So the best question we get, we've got a couple, one from Amy already, we've got a couple already, but the best question we get to ask Dr. Vad on the email line, udocs, udocs@gmail.com, the best question we get before the end of his segment on the show, we will give away a book. So the new rules of running, udocs@gmail.com, you can ask questions about.
Okay,
Joe,
the measles.
Sorry,
thing.
I interrupted the measles.
That's no problem. The measles thing. What's causing the sudden spike in measles in this country?
Well, it was, in fact, the vaccine concerns. Remember, we had a period of time, probably 5 to 10 years ago, where everyone was concerned. The women were concerned about their child getting the measles vaccine, and because of this, a number of women stopped getting their children, or a number of couples stopped getting their children vaccinated. So they're unprotected, and measles can kill. It has a serious problem with killing, so meaning with mental dysfunction afterwards. So this is not benign. So if you haven't had the measles and you haven't had the vaccine, get the vaccine.
So who should get it? Anybody?
Everybody who hasn't gotten the measles and doesn't have a vaccination yet should see someone. This is a vaccine that, as I understand it, is a denatured vaccine. So it's you can't catch the measles from the vaccine.
Measles was, if I remember, wasn't it officially eliminated in this country about 15 years ago, officially?
Yeah, it came back from foreign countries. I can't remember which country it came back from, but I think it was actually either Pakistan or... and you can understand why people in Pakistan stayed away from vaccinations, right? People stayed away from vaccinations because the CIA took over the vaccination program and was using it to spy on people. Mm-hmm. So you can understand why it came back. I guess my wife, who's an expert on this, said it came back from the Philippines. It wasn't eliminated in the Philippines. But it was, again, it was part of, I guess, our CIA spy program was to infiltrate the vaccination programs in certain foreign countries, and I guess find out who wasn't getting vaccinated and who was and all that kind of stuff. I don't know why they would do it that way, but they've vowed they won't do it that way anymore since polio is also coming back because of this problem.
Now, this is interesting. 60 of the cases in this batch occurred statewide in California. The most occurred where you are. In Ohio, 138
yes.
In Ohio. And this is interesting. They also occurred in Amish communities, Dr. Mike, that traditionally avoid vaccination.
Right. And the Amish have traditionally depended on what's called herd immunity, everybody else not getting it, so they won't get it. But with the reduction in vaccination of all the other non-Amish people, it got them exposed to it.
Udocs@gmail.com, Udocs@gmail.com. Coming up after the break, what percentage of the entire global population is fat? Take a stab at that. We'll be back with some of the breakdowns on that coming up. And First Lady Michelle Obama, she blew a gasket this week because of her healthy school lunch menu program, and she's not happy about what some members of Congress have done to maybe void some of that. That's coming up after the break on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start insures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So, it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize a message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours. All of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start insures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance. And that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Coming up 35 minutes after the hour, Dr. Vijay Vaad, his book is called The New Rules of Running, 5 Steps to Run Faster and Longer for Life. The New Rules of Running. A lot of people run, so this information hopefully will help you to keep running and keep your knees in good order, even if you do run or want to begin to start running. Did you, Dr. Mike, did you want to make an adjustment to something we talked about before the break about vaccinations?
Yeah, the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine is a live attenuated. So people on immunosuppressives, that is drugs that suppress their immune system in any way, shouldn't receive it. Everybody else should. That is the if you have not had measles and have not been vaccinated against it, you're one of the candidates who should see your doctor to get vaccinated against that, because it is coming back and it is a disease that can do real harm.
Okay, udocs@gmail.com, youdocs @gmail.com. Because we live in a land where the donuts and triple bacon cheeseburgers are plentiful and milkshakes flow free, a lot of people in not only this country, but in the world are fat. So what percentage of the entire global population is fat, overweight, or obese? What do you have for us, Dr. Mike? What are the what's
well,
the findings?
Well, first of all, have you read the data?
I've seen a little bit of it, yeah. I've seen where it is.
You've already read this, because I was going to have you guess if you hadn't.
Well, over 2 billion worldwide are overweight or obese.
So it is actually, that's right, it is the world has 670 million obese people. The United States leads with 87 million, but 671 million of the, it is 6 billion people in the total world, or 13% of the total, if you will, in the world are obese.
The highest rates in the Middle East and North Africa, where nearly 60% of men and 65% of women are heavy. This country, America, has about 13% of the world's fat population, which is a greater percentage than any other country.
Actually, Joe, I misstated that. That's exactly right. We have, if you will, 13% of the world's population that is obese, for just 5% of the world's population. But there are, worldwide, there are now 2.1 billion. That's up from 857 million 33 years ago. So nearly 30% of the world's population is obese. And if you will, we're a little greater than that. And so we have, they define obese as a body mass index above 30. 50%, that's amazing, isn't it? 50% in Tonga. I don't know why Tonga, Kuwait, Kiribati, Micronesia, Libya, Qatar, Samoa, and Tonga.
Yeah. Well, what do they eat?
They were nomadic populations that did a lot of physical activity, and they've become more sedentary, and they never had sugar as part of their diet. They now have a lot of sugar. So it is that sugar, saturated fat, and salt that is addictive.
Yeah. How did they exercise?
They did exercise. They're doing less of it. You know, the interesting thing is the United States is doing more exercise, but we're still getting more obese.
Yeah.
There's no country that has solved the obesity problem.
This study also shows, from what I read, there's a real strong link between income and obesity. As people get richer, the study says their waistlines get bigger. And that also coincides with spikes in diabetes. Increased rates of cancers that are associated with obesity, too. So the more money people have, the heavier they get. Some link between those two.
Yeah, until you get to be a fairly developed country. That is, as you're developing, as you get more money, you start to eat more saturated fat and more sugar and get fatter and don't do as much physical activity. In the developed countries, in the United States, for example, it is the lower income populations that now have more obesity. So when you apparently get to a point where you realize this is a problem, then it is solvable with education and other means, or at least with wealth. So we can blame the 1% for a lot of things, but in fact, they're actually underweight compared to the rest of the population in the United States.
Let's piggyback that with what happened this week in Washington. The House Agriculture Subcommittee decided to push a bill through that would let school districts get waivers to opt out of the school lunch programs mandated by this Healthy Hunger Hunger-Free Kids Act. If these school systems are struggling to meet these goals, fresh food, healthy food evidently costs more than processed food. And a lot of these school districts are losing money because fewer kids are buying school lunches. 50% of the school meal programs that these schools have adopted because of the new regulation said their revenue has gone down. What's your take?
You know, this is one where you say we should have a long-term goal of our kids eating healthy, and so we'll support the school districts. It's really a minor amount of money that is needed to support the school districts compared to what every other thing in the United States costs for us doing things. So this is a way with a, and it really is trivial amount of money. It would, I think it was $2 billion for the entire country it would take, even if you supported every one of the school lunch programs 100%. So that's a, for us saving, in the long run, a huge amount on health. So you'd say, well, how much of the $600 billion that Medicare spends, or the $400 billion, or the, if you will, $2.6 trillion would we save? You could probably save about 50% of that. So you could save $1.3 trillion a year if we inculcated healthy habits starting in kindergarten or before. And so this is some food companies that don't want to lose money, you know, saying, well, we can just sell peanut butter with junk on it rather than healthy peanut butter, because peanut butter made with emulsifiers and junk is cheaper for us to prepare. So who cares if the kids get a little fatter or if the kids get a little sicker, more asthma, more allergies, because we're selling peanut butter with emulsifiers. How about whole wheat? Well, no, let's cut off the crusts on white bread and sell peanut butter and jelly with the white bread a penny cheaper than we're selling it with whole grain with real peanut butter. That's the difference. And there's some big food companies that are, should be ashamed of themselves that have been involved in this lobbying. I think we're going to try and find out who they are and highlight them so that you can boycott them if you want to. Because it really is, why are these food companies being so short-sighted as to charge more for less processed food? That is, whole grain bread shouldn't be more expensive. You don't have to go through the processes of segregating the, if you will, the endosperm and the other components from the bread. You can take the whole grain and make it that way. You don't have to have as processed grain. It should be cheaper, not more expensive. So these big food companies should be ashamed of themselves, if you will. One of the people that is leading the way towards healthy is Walmart. They actually are featuring organic food and whole grains at the same price or lower than the prices for transported fruit and veggies and, if you will, non-whole grain products.
I agree with everything you say. The goal is to get these kids healthy and get them back to a reasonable rate weight. And I probably have to talk about this at another point of the show, but I've got some issues with the government program and what they're doing about this, but we don't have time to get to that now. If we get a chance somewhere in the show to talk about it, because I have a couple of things I want to say about it, but we need to go to a break, and then we need to go to our guest coming up at 35 minutes after the hour. His name is Dr. Vijay Vaid. And he has a book out that's called The New Rules of Running, 5 Steps to Run Faster and Longer for Life. If you're a runner and would like to do it safely, more efficiently, more effectively, or thinking about running, the great way, the best way to get started. Coming up on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.
My story may help you. This is what happened. I was talking to my best friend. I told her I wasn't feeling like myself. I had pain in my pelvic area and bleeding that wasn't normal for me. Since it had gone on for a couple of weeks, my friend said I had to go to the doctor. Of course, she was right. Turned out I had uterine cancer, a type of gynecologic cancer. To make a long story short, by realizing something might be wrong and seeing my doctor right away, I received treatment. Now, we're confident I'll be fine. Please, please listen to your body. If something doesn't feel right for 2 weeks or longer, see your doctor.
Uterine, cervical, ovarian, vaginal, and vulvar cancers are all gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everybody. So get the facts. Get the inside knowledge. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO to learn more.
Knowing can make all the difference in the world. It did for me.
A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance. And that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to greatstartgtl.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at greatstartgtl.com. That's greatstartgtl.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to greatstartgtl.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him opening his own clothing store at the age of 18? 1 in 138,000. Excited to be a part of pop culture, he packed for the big city. The odds of finding someone to invest in his vision? 1 in 4.5 million. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Dr. B.J. Vaught is a sports medicine specialist at the Hospital for Special Surgery in New York City. You may have read some of his other books. He's the best-selling author of Back RX, named Wall Street Journal's favorite health book of 2005, and Arthritis RX, as well as his new book out called The New Rules of Running, 5 Steps to Run Faster and Longer for Life. It's published by Avery Books. It's a division of Penguin, and this is Dr. Vaught's second visit to our show, You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, with Dr. Michael Royson. Dr. Vaught, thanks for coming on. I used to run a lot. I loved running. I ran a lot. I think it screwed my knees up, so I don't run anymore, and I probably won't run anymore, but I do walk for physical activity, and when I play golf, and I play golf a lot, I do walk. I don't ride. And everybody has their rules of running. There are books about rules of running, and your book is called The New Rules of Running. Your new rules of running. So what is new and different about what your philosophy is in this book?
Well, let's start out with just, you know, arthritic bum knees, right? I mean, Joe, you're a victim of the bum knees. And here's a fact about running and knee arthritis or bum knees. you know, mild to moderate amounts of running, a few miles, 2-3 times a week, actually can reduce incidence of arthritis in the knees. I mean, just the latest study that came out with about 300,000 patients even proved that. But obviously, the guy that wrote the book with me, who is a 2-time New York Marathon winner, Tom Fleming, I mean, he ran way too much and really messed up his knees. So he's at the extreme. Too much running, bad for your knees. A little bit of running, good for your knees.
I heard 30 miles a week is the benchmark, something like that. Is that pretty?
You know, it depends. It's somewhere between 15 to 30 miles, depending on who you are, if you're overweight, if you have hip impingement, if you have other issues. But somewhere between 15 to 30 miles a week is sort of the good thing to do.
Okay, here's Dr. Mike, Dr. Mike Royson.
Well, we'll get into good thing to do. We have a lot of questions, and one of them comes from Amy. But there's some wonder. This is a book, The New Rules of Running. It is a great book. So whether you're out for your first run or planning for your first run or a pro, I think there's a lot in here that is wonderful. One of the things that interested me was the barefoot running and why that may be good or bad. I used to, when I ran, and I used to run both cross country and then running for conditioning for the game I played, squash, I would run heel to toe, meaning hit my heel first when I was running long distances, but sprinting I would always do on my toes. And now you differentiate which the shoe makes a difference, Dr. Vad.
Yeah, so Dr. Mike, I mean, here's my whole thing about barefoot running. I think as a society, we need to start kids early with a little bit of barefoot running. You know, run on the beach, run on the sand. It's important because I think we overshoe our kids, and it leads to what we call atrophy, meaning wasting of the muscles inside the foot. And that's why we create these whole runners that hit the heel first, and then they hit their toes, which is really not how the foot was designed. It was designed to hit the, you know, sort of the toes or the front of the foot first, and then the heel. And that has
and
led
so by
to,
hitting the by hitting the heel first, you say that puts extra stress on the plantar region, and may
it
lead
puts
to
extra stress on the plantar region, the knees, the hips, the back, you name it. And so, and the reason for that is that we just do too much shoeing, overshoeing, if you will. And so our kids need to run a little bit barefoot. And one of the reasons I did this book was really I run with my kids, and I really want them to have this as a sport for life. But here's what you cannot do. You can't be all of a sudden 35 years old and get into this minimalistic shoes if you have hip impingement and flat feet. And you could cause more troubles than you can solve. So I think the minimalistic shoe running phase has kind of come and gone because you can't just start at a certain age and overdo it with those shoes.
Well, someone must have seen something because there's a question here I don't understand, but maybe you understand it. So Amy has a set of questions, but one of them is, what is peekaboo stem cell implantation? And will that help me? I run marathons now. I love running marathons. I love running. But I'm afraid that, like Joe, I will ruin my knees. What is peekaboo stem cells, or will stem cells in general prevent me from having arthritis or prevent me from having disability from arthritis if I keep running? I'm only 35.
So that's an excellent question, probably one of the best questions, Dr. Mike. So peekaboo is a technology I invented, so that's disclosure. It's called percutaneous cartilage bone interface optimization. And in a nutshell, that means we're using, it's not just stem cells, it's which type of stem cells and where we deliver them. So we don't deliver them in the joint, we deliver them where the cartilage and the bone meet, where I think the crime is taking place. And for people who have early arthritis of their knees, we can really hopefully make a big difference in the amount of arthritis in their knee. Arthritis just means loss of cartilage, so we can really repair and maybe even restore the cartilage and hopefully keep you running for life. And why run for life? The benefits are unbelievable from childhood, the best drug for childhood obesity, all the way into your older years where running actually preserves your brain.
So now, what you're saying is that arthritis is really loss of cartilage, and osteoarthritis is, the definition of osteoarthritis would be loss of cartilage on the bone?
Yeah, loss of cartilage in between the two bones, wear and tear. Osteoarthritis, by definition, is loss of cartilage between the two bones in a joint.
And now there's so much in this book that I want to get to.
Loss of shock absorber in the two bones.
Now and there's a series of questions on arthritis with if you will, as you run more. But one of the things that is that you cover, one of the chapter titles is "Speed is Strength in Disguise." And so, what do you mean by that?
So you know, basically, you need really strong leg muscles. By the way, some of the best runners are doing 400, 500, 1,000 push-ups a day because the legs are your primary engines, the arms are your secondary engines, and so you need strength in the legs and the arms for you to really run efficiently and at a relatively good speed.
And so by doing strength exercises, you build up your speed.
You not only build up your speed, but muscles are your primary shock absorbers. So the stronger you make those muscles, especially in the legs, the more you're trying to avoid issues like arthritic knees because muscles really absorb the shock. And so that's probably one of my favorite rules in the whole new rules of running is speed is strength in disguise.
Now, there's a question on arthritis. Is there more than one kind of arthritis of the knee that you get from physical activity? Will it always be osteoarthritis, or are there other forms of arthritis that you get from physical activity?
Well, from physical activity, it's pretty much osteoarthritis because that's what we call wear and tear arthritis. I mean, there are 100 different types of arthritis. But the most common, by far, is osteoarthritis, which is just, you know, life's a full contact sport. And it just comes from wear and tear. And excessive wear and tear can cause more arthritis.
And there's a question here also from Maureen. Is losing weight a good alternative to knee surgery? And the second part is an elliptical the best machine for my knees, which are chronically painful?
I'll probably answer in reverse. I think elliptical is one of the best because it's low impact and it's very good for arthritic knees. And losing weight is probably the best remedy for treating knee arthritis because for every pound you lose, there are 4 pounds less pressure on the knee. And so your joints love you when you lose weight.
Joe?
Dr. Vijay Vaad's book is called The New Rules of Running. More with him after the timeout. On You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase 2 bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a 3rd bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive 3 bottles of Nighttime for the price of 2.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
Are you always looking for places to stop and rest because you're short of breath, wheezing, or coughing? Who wants to live like that? See your doctor for a simple breathing test to find out if it's COPD, a serious lung disease. With treatment, soon you could be living more and stopping less. Visit copd.nhlbi.nih.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you know only about 3% of the CEOs of Fortune 500 companies are women?
And of the 18,000 police chiefs in America, less than 2% are women.
So it's no wonder that only 1 in 5 girls believes she has what it takes to lead.
But did you know?
We can change that.
The time you spend with a girl now,
the words you say to her today,
can give her the courage, confidence, and character to become a leader tomorrow.
So speak up.
Get involved.
Nurture her potential.
Share your experience.
Invest your resources.
Did you know?
Together, we can get her there.
Get started today. Visit togetherthere.org.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. The U.S. is experiencing an increase in the number of cases of whooping cough. This is a serious illness caused by pertussis bacteria. It often starts with what seems like a common cold. Then, especially for toddlers, the cough worsens and leads to the characteristic whoop sound on inhaling. During this phase of the illness, which usually lasts more than 2 weeks, the child can get short of breath and the skin around the mouth may turn blue. Older children may cough so hard they vomit. The illness can be particularly deadly for infants who can develop complications such as pneumonia and seizures. Whooping cough is highly contagious and can spread to children who have not been vaccinated. The best way to prevent this dangerous illness is to be sure your child received all doses of the pertussis vaccine. This is usually given as the DTaP vaccine. And for more information on preventing whooping cough, visit www.cisp.org. With a Minute for Kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Dr. Vijay Vaad is a sports medicine specialist. He has also written books called Arthritis RX and Back RX. And now it's the new rules of running, five new steps to make running faster and longer for life. It's published by Avery Books. And here again is Dr. Mike Roizen.
And one of the things, Vijay, as I said, we have this series of questions. I should tell people, as I did earlier, this is a great book, not a good book. This is a great book. You can find it at thenewrulesofrunning.com. So thenewrulesofrunning.com, or look up Dr. Vijay Vaad's name any place on the internet. One of the questions we had as we went to break came from an Albert, who's a 78, I think he said, year old man, who said, I have knee arthritis and pain, or I have at least pain in my knees. I assume it's knee arthritis. And he said, can an older person with osteoarthritic knees exercise? And is there an optimal amount I exercise? That is there a moderation is the best process here?
So, Dr. Mike, that's a great question. You know, I have a 87-year-old marathoner at the extreme end, so it makes this questioner look like a spring chicken, if you will. But he gets his knee sort of washed out, we call knee lavage, about a month before every New York marathon. He runs the marathon. He has a famous saying, you know, it's, you don't stop running because you get old, but you get old because you stop running. So whether it's fast walking, jogging, or running, it really keeps you young. One of the big reasons, huge clinical data that activity, walking, running, jogging really preserves your brain. I mean, the data is overwhelming now. And so being active is important as you get older, really important. How much, you know, I think that depends on your conditioning, your fitness level. But even if you're doing The recommendation from American College of Sports Medicine is fast walking, jogging, or running 30 minutes minimum, four times a week plus. So I really say more than five times a week, close to five times a week. So that's really is what the golden aim standard should be, to keep yourself fit and healthy. And the advantages of doing that are numerous, from preventing depression to preserving brain to staying fit, to preventing all kinds of diseases.
And in fact, that actually can work for, as you said, you decrease arthritis by using your knees rather than increasing it.
Yeah, I mean, look, walking is one of the best things you can do for knee arthritis. I mean, granted, if your knee is swollen from arthritis, acute and hot, then you probably can't walk. But if it's treated, you got a joint lubricant, or you take some curcumin, which is my favorite for arthritic knees, just a supplement that's safe. You could really walk, and what it does is it brings nutrition from the pumping action, the joint fluid going in and out, and the joint needs that to stay healthy. You can't just sit and you're going to have a healthy knee.
And this is by Susan. She said, how can I help prevent knee pain while exercising, and what will a doctor need to know to diagnose the cause of my knee pain?
I mean, there are many causes for knee pain, especially women in their 30s and 40s. The most common cause is probably
she's 38.
Kneecap.
Okay, so
she's 38. I mean,
right.
Most women her age, the kneecap is the big issue in women because it doesn't track well and there's some pain underneath the kneecap. So, I think in that age group, really proper diagnosis is essential. But, good, safe strengthening is one of the best things that can be done at her age, combined with, maybe some fast walking, eventually leading up to running once the pain is gone.
So safe strengthening of muscles above and below the knees.
That's correct.
And
so calf
fast
strengthening,
walking,
quad strengthening, all that stuff.
And now there's a question about back pain. By the way, let's ask, what will a doctor need to know to diagnose her knee pain?
I think a good physical exam is a good start always. History and physical exams still diagnose 90% of issues. So although we think we need the MRI and we over-rely in society on $1,500, $2,000 MRIs, history and physical is the basis 90% of the times for making the diagnosis.
And I can't remember where I was going because there was another question right there. But one of the things is, what do you do before and after? Do you stretch before or stretch after? Do you warm up before, warm up after? You've got a great chapter in the book, in case we run out of time, on that. But tell us what you do.
Well, in general, you stretch before. You could stretch a little bit after, too, and a little bit of strengthening after is essential. The absolute no-no is do not strengthen before you run, because you'll fatigue the muscles and increase your chance of injuries. And, Tom Fleming's done an amazing job of putting together training plans for marathon runners, half marathon, 5K. I mean, he's the guy that won the New York Marathon twice. And the key about his training plans...
The training program is in the book. We should say the training program for each of these is in the book.
For each of these programs designed by Tom Fleming, I mean, they're really, a lot of thought has gone into it. And the most important part of that training plan, Tom is a running coach now, won two New York Marathons, lots of running experience. The most important part of that plan is enough rest, because overuse is the number one cause for injuries when you're running. Just going way too much at it, what I call the October heartbreak for New York Marathons, when people overtrain and they get hurt and I see them, they can't run in the marathon.
So rest, how often do you do rest? Do you do it one day a week or do you do it three days a week?
Well, the beautiful about the 10-day training cycle is you're resting 2 days out of 10. So technically in a 1 month training cycle, whereas you get four rests historically, in this training cycle, you're actually getting six, instead of four, you're getting six rest days, which I think makes a huge difference.
And if you said one of the things was the generalized, are there supplements or medicines, or should I take aspirin before I run every day?
Well, you know, we don't use aspirin for treating joint issues anymore because it has a high risk of ulcers. We use it for preventing heart disease and strokes in small amounts, but not truly as the arthritis world medication. But I mean, my favorite are vitamin D, 1,000 units minimum every day. I think every runner should take that. And curcumin, which is really a turmeric extract. And but I think you should check all that with your doctor, about 1,500.
Now, why curcumin? If we can do 20 seconds of why curcumin.
Curcumin is my favorite supplement, as long as you get good curcumin, because whereas anti-inflammatory, the side effect is heart disease, high blood pressure, ulcers, curcumin, the potential side effect is preventing colon cancer and Alzheimer's and keeping your knee or back pain in check, because it is important natural anti-inflammatory.
We're going to have Dr. Vad back. There are too many questions still to go. I think Amy will get the book for her question on the stem cell technique. Joe?
This is you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s, but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting, and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's OMEGA, TakeOmega.com.